Hey, buddy, welcome back to our Rethink Podcast. Welcome, Cole.
Thank you.
You made it this time.
I made it this time on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
It's a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. Yep.
A little Swordfish King.
Yeah. Gosh, we won, I think.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody who actually sits and on TV says, yeah, I'm the shredded, impeccable abs.
Yeah, Connor,
king.
Get out of here.
No.
No.
No. And we you know, that may not be true.
Especially after, we never got proof.
I don't, I think he's a liar. Mm-hmm. I bet he has. He's sucking it in the whole time.
And they colluded, too. I bet they knew the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give him a pass. We've been married 3 weeks.
That's fine. That's fair.
Yeah.
It was a good weekend, though. I thought, it was good. And we're going to get to the marriage thing later today.
Okay.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah. But, hey, a couple things I want to get to really, really quick. First of all, I just want to do a huge shout out to our church. And I think it's our church, but I think it might even be just our listening audience out there at Flatirons. About a month and a half ago, I threw out this COVID-19 challenge that if you're going to get a check from the government, you know, relief check, but you're still getting an income, would you consider, like, just going and helping people? And if you don't really know how to do that, then to contribute to the COVID-19 fund here at Flatirons. Yep. And as of this morning, it's around $350,000, which makes it the third highest single purpose offering we've ever received here. Yep. It's right up there with the God Behind Bars and with the car giveaway for single moms, things like that. And I think that's great, especially our country's at 14.5%
unemployment
right now. And just to see people going, but there are people hurting and I can help. And so I don't know, I don't know any of the people that gave to that. It's like, like 700 people have given to that. And then I'm starting to hear the stories back about, we've helped with mortgages and rent and groceries and car repairs and insurance and, doctor bills, things like that. I probably said that twice, but a lot of doctor bills. And then when you also think that in July, a lot of the government aid, the unemployment, some of that's going to start running out.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going to see another influx. So again, if you're in a position financially that you can help somebody else, again, you don't need the church to do this. You just look around with your eyes open and help people, right? But if you, there's a great synergy that happens. I think synergy is the right word.
Yeah.
When like, I could buy 100 people a Coke for a dollar, and everybody just has a drink. But if we all put our dollars together and had $100, we could make a difference in somebody. And so it's very, very synergetic. So with $350,000,
awesome.
We're able to help a lot of people. And so again, the need's not over. I think it's more needs coming down the road. So again, continue to give to that if you can. Yeah. I'm so proud of our church, though.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Especially in the midst of just like the conversations that I'm having with people of like, oh, finance is really tight right now. Finance is really hard, but we're still trying to find a way.
Right.
So I've actually talked to more, I know more people that have given to their neighbors or organizations in their community than to the fund.
That's great.
Which is cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the church being the church. Mm-hmm. The flip side of that, too, is I think there's this, well, there's people worse off than me, so I could use some help, but I don't want to ask. Right. And I think people have to push through that and go, we have to take care of one another. Yep. And if you need help, don't hesitate to ask for help. And then you'll get back on your feet.
Yep.
And then if you want to kind of pay it forward, or, you know, when you get back on your feet, that's great. But this is what we have to be doing to take care of one another.
Absolutely, which is so good. And it's cool. This is where we were going to get to anyway today. It's cool to see people doing that outside of like government help, outside of the state helping. Because there's a bunch of people that you're getting emails from right now that are, you could say, angry with how we are handling the way that we're opening church or not opening church. We're bending to the state. We're taking it from the man, whatever that is, you know? But that's not the mindset we're going with. And so there's people.
My entire mindset is we should bow to the state.
Oh,
you know that.
I know that. Just looking at you right now, I can see that.
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoops. But with that,
I do have the Second Amendment tattooed on you.
Yeah. Which I love. But with that, so there's people that are angry that we're not opening churches. People that are angry that we're not doing a bunch of stuff because the government is telling us not to or whatever.
All right.
That's not what we're doing.
No.
But I wanted to give you a chance to talk through kind of the mindset of why we're doing things the way that we are. Because it's not just haphazardly thrown together of like, oh, it's just easier to do online church, because it's not. And we have people here that are trying to do a bunch of stuff.
Don't ever tell all of our production people that it's easier to do online church, because they're doing 100-hour weeks.
I've heard that people are like, isn't it so nice, like, that everybody on staff kind of gets a break, right? I was like, no, they don't.
Oh, gosh.
Some people might be getting a break, but we can talk about it later.
Yeah.
But for you, like, mindset-wise, like, you're the leader of this organization. There's a lot of people that are looking at, like, oh, some businesses get to reopen right now. Some are trying to reopen even though the state's telling them not to. Walk me through the mindset of like, we're not doing what the state is telling us to. We're doing blank.
We're trying to be wise. Uh-huh. Okay. And the moment wisdom disagrees with the state, we'll go with wisdom.
Yep.
All right. So I used to be like really like hardcore on this, going, the Constitution is irrelevant to Christians because our highest authority is God's word.
Yeah.
And that's true on a certain level.
Yeah.
All right. If the government was saying you're not allowed to worship, if you're not allowed to pray, mm-hmm. you're not allowed to pursue your faith, that would be one thing. They're not saying that. They're saying nobody can meet together in groups bigger than 10. The Catholic Church met together. They had mass in the Denver area in groups of 10.
Yep.
If that works for a small congregation, then by all means do that. If they can do all the health things and right. So if I think this happened in Louisville is that the mayor or the governor shut down churches but didn't shut down other things. Mm-hmm. So he lost in federal court, I believe, because it's like you can't shut down church specifically and then leave something similar open. So if we start having Rockies games or Avs games or Broncos games and stuff like that, and you can go and fill your stadium up to 50% or something like that, but churches weren't allowed to meet with more than 10 people, that's a different thing.
Yep.
Now you're singling something out. But if it's a blanket rule, football, basketball, hockey, churches, schools, stuff like that, none of them can meet in larger than 10, mm-hmm. all right? But if all of them are allowed to meet, but we're going to pick on churches, that's something different. And that's not what we're dealing with here, right?
Right.
So let's just take what the governor says and put it over here out of the picture,
yep.
okay? I'm told to love my neighbor as myself,
yep.
all right? I'm supposed to put the needs of other people, all right? So there's nothing stopping you from praying. There's nothing stopping you from getting together. There's nothing in virtually,
yep.
Or encouraging one another, or right? So it's not like you're not even allowed to get on Zoom calls and talk about Jesus. It's like, that's not it, right? Mm-hmm. There is a very, very contagious disease out there. And the most wise, loving thing that we can do is maintain distance, Now, the moment that the governor or whoever says, all right, across the board, all right, we believe that you can maintain safe distance and meet in groups larger than this. And I think it'll be percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we have a 1,000-seat auditorium, they'll pick a percentage. And then we'll take out all the seats and then we will spread people out as best we can because that would be wise and it's loving our neighbor best, okay? I miss having a room full of people worshiping together, praying together. And even as I was watching online yesterday and I saw all these things coming up going, I can't wait to get together. I miss worshiping together. I agree with that, right? But there, I just read this or listened to this Vimeo video from this pastor, I think out on the East Coast somewhere, where he's like, it's come to time that I'm being forced to choose between God and man, and I choose God, and I'll probably go to jail for it. And I'm like, dude, that is, first of all, super dramatic, and it's sensational, and you're making people choose, right? And it's like, listen, I'm all for limited government. I'm all for government. Get out of my life. Get out of my house. Get out of my home. Get out of my marriage. Stay out of my church. I totally believe in that. Okay. But I do think that it's like the most loving thing we can do for me happens to agree with what the governor is saying right now. And I don't think it's wise for us to put a bunch of people in a room. I don't want my family in a room with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because, this past weekend in the middle of my sermon, I coughed.
Yeah.
And here came all these comments going, oh my gosh, he coughed.
Yeah.
I'm corona free, I promise, okay? But it's like, if I got my family there, my kids there, my grandkids there, something like that, they could all go, we're Christians and we wouldn't have come to church, like that's just not true.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not wise right now. So I'm gonna go with wisdom. It's not a matter of the government infringing on my rights.
Mm-hmm.
If I really believe the government is infringing on our rights to worship and pursue Jesus, I'd go to jail for that.
Sure.
Absolutely. But that's not what's happening. I think that wisdom and love of our neighbor is what's dictating this right now. We closed our church before the governor told us to.
Yep.
It was just the day before.
Yep.
But we saw it going, hey, I think that I'd rather err on the side of caution rather than looking back going, oh, man, I wish we would close a
weekend
earlier.
Not because we're fearful.
No. No, I have faith in God. I'm wise.
Yep.
It's like school is a living petri dish, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you look at parents going, keep your kid home.
When they're sick.
When they're sick, right? But people don't do that.
Yep.
And so I think that, you know, it's like, I don't know what the future looks like. Are we going to put temperature gauges at all the doors? And, you know, are we going to ask all the questions when I have to go to the pharmacy? Mm-hmm. Have you had a cough? Have you had a fever? Blah, 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 right? I don't know. But I think that we're making wise choices right now. We'll be back together someday.
Yeah, it'll come.
Right. And so that's what I'm going to go with. So I don't feel like I'm bowing to the government at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
The moment I feel like the government oversteps its bounds, at least when it comes to worship.
Yep.
You know, it's like, and I kind of just stop watching the news. All right. Because it's just so depressing. And that's probably not wise either,
sure.
But it's just like bombarded all the time. It's just, and I do think that the media really, really brokers fear.
Sure.
You know, absolutely. Everything from the weather to this, you know, I think that their whole thing, their economy is built upon, is very fear-based, all right? Yeah. I'm not going to buy into that, okay? We're not having church because we're afraid.
Right.
We're not having church services live because it's the most responsible and loving thing that we can do for one another right now. And the moment that it's safe, we're back.
Right, absolutely. You had a phone call with some pastors that lead big churches across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them that their main conversation was like, how do we get people back in the doors? How do we get people back in the doors?
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. We want people back in the doors.
Sure.
There's a bunch of people right now that are probably listening that either think this is a big hoax or they're terrified of it, or they're like, people are all over the map with it.
Yeah, they are.
But the biggest thing that I'm seeing right now, and it's probably a reflection of where I think my ego goes a lot of the time, is there's a huge ego thing of like, well, I'm above, like, this is stupid. I'm gonna step outside of it. So for the person right now listening, that their ego isn't in check, their ego is outweighing their wisdom, you could say. What would be one step or one thing that they could do to acknowledge that and then move towards like embracing wisdom instead of embracing their own ego and their own strength and their own pride?
Well, I think that, and it's probably going to cause a lot of controversy.
That's fine.
I think we have to separate out my constitutional rights and then my duties as a Christian, right? And I think in America especially, we go like, okay, as a Christian, the Constitution says that I, and it's like, whoa,
yep.
Whoa, okay. So I'm all for freedom of every kind, right? I'm for that. Don't confuse my duties and their sacrificial duties as a follower of Jesus to lay down a lot of rights.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay down my rights on behalf of other people. Paul writes, you know, some things are lawful, right? Mm-hmm. They're not all beneficial though.
Yep.
Okay. So you could go, yeah, legally we should be able to meet together. Absolutely. Okay. It's really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Right. Right. And so I think the wisdom thing is you've got to figure out going, all right, I guess legally I could claim my right and we could fill up that auditorium with 4,000 people this weekend, okay? Legally, I'm right. You know, spiritually, I'm following Jesus. I'm like that. Yeah. I think Jesus, I can't say that. I'm going to take that. I can't speak for Jesus.
Yeah.
If I was Jesus,
yeah.
I was looking going, this is the most irresponsible thing you've ever done. I'm available to you. You're available to one another. Yeah. You don't have to sit in rows and stare at a person or a stage and have, you know, $1 million sound system wash sound over you before you're able to worship God.
Yep.
All right, especially when we have technologies that can pump it right to you for the time being. So don't confuse my rights as an American with my rights as a Christian, mm-hmm. right? Because the whole Christian premise is I'm willing to sacrifice my rights and lay them down for the good of others. And our leader showed how that was.
Yep.
Right. And so I think this is a chance for us to go, hey, listen, this isn't because the government told me to. I'm doing this because I think this is what Jesus would say is loving your neighbor.
That's great.
And so that's where I would start.
Yeah.
And I bet there's both sides of this, of the, you know, when you kind of sit in this chair, you get shot from both sides.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure people could destroy that audience, that argument, but that's where I am. I'm a Christian first and a follower of Jesus first, and I'm an American second, and I love both.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I really, really do. And so, but if I have to choose, right, if the government said, open up your churches and I don't think it's safe, we won't meet.
Yeah.
We won't meet.
Yeah.
You know, if the schools open up and I don't think that our kids' ministry could handle that or it'd be more intrusive on families, then we won't do it.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to make the wise decision for this part of the body of Christ that God has entrusted me right now.
So, that's great. That's really good.
Does that make it?
That makes a ton of sense. My last question then. So with that, take it outside of church world.
Yeah.
stuff is going to start opening back up. People are pissed they have to wear masks. People are pissed they have to do this, whatever. All these rules and regulations.
Yeah.
What should our focus be? Instead of getting mad about the regulations, instead of getting mad about all the stuff going on, as Christians going back out into the world, back out into what this new normal is, like we're talking about on the weekends, mm-hmm. what, this is kind of a hard question, I think, because it's pretty broad and vague, but like, what is our role then stepping back into the world right now? Like, what is our role in the midst of new normal, in the midst of all the like state regulations, in the midst of everything going on, Christians stepping back into the world right now, what should our biggest focus be?
Yeah, so I think there's several things. I think that, so, you know, going to Home Depot and standing outside in line because they only let so many people in, and then going inside and then standing in line to get out of Home Depot with a mask on, and it's hot and stuffy, and then you see some dude cut line up there at the self-checkout. You know,
is this a hypothetical story?
It's not. This okay. is last yeah. Saturday. Yeah. And I was like, hey, dude, there's a long, yeah. and he's just like, oh, no, no. Yeah. He walked up, all right? So I had a little check in my spirit because I wanted to correct him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't. All right. And I think that I'm not really good at having these epiphany moments, but this was one of them where I'm going, that's all right. All right. I think that we have to have the mindset of, hey, I'm not going to be the a-hole. Mm-hmm. who takes a stand and I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm going to walk around and I'll show them and I'm going to touch all the vegetables and, yeah. and, you know, and I'm going to get within 6 feet apart. You know what? Then what you're perceiving is not, I'm free and I'm confident in my faith in Jesus. You're projecting an arrogance and a lack of care
yeah.
for anybody else's health or anything that's going on with them.
Yeah.
I don't care that you're afraid. I don't respect your position on anything. And so you put a mask on. I hate masks.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate masks. And then you put sunglasses on, they steam up, you know, yeah. and it's like, I hate masks. But I will wear a mask because it's very possible that the at-risk person who had to go to King Supers the same time I was there,
yeah,
she had to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to go, well, sucks to be you. I'm free in Christ. It's just an a-hole projection
yep.
of... that we don't want to do. So we have to have the mind of a servant going, all right, you know, I can put my right aside and go, I'll wear this mask. I don't see the point of it. I'm healthy. I'm not at risk,
yep.
right? I don't see anybody around me at risk, you know? And so I think it's a mindset of going, how could I use this opportunity to project? I'm trying to have the countenance and mindset of a servant. And so I'll wash my hands and I'll wash the cart off with the little wipey thing.
Yep.
And I won't, you know, cough all over the vegetables, and I won't get within 6 feet of somebody, not because I think I'm carrying it and not because I think they're carrying it, but because I'm trying to project, I care about you and what you're going through right now, your fears, your health.
Yep, they're all valid.
And the other part of it is, so I don't think I'm going to get sick.
Yep.
All right, but I don't, that's everybody thinks that,
sure.
right? But I do have the ability to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know
yeah,
that.
You can be asymptomatic, yeah.
Right, or carry it, right? And I am not going to let anything get in the way of me being with my family as much as it's under my control.
Right.
And so I think it comes back, again, called to mindset is, you know, Philippians chapter 2 says that, so we have this Jesus who was God, and he let go of that position and humbled himself, became a servant, and the whole thing is have that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so that attitude is, I'm going to stop at King Supers on my way home today. Right.
Yeah.
When I went into Home Depot, I got half up to the door and went, crap. I walked back and I got my mask,
yep.
put it back on, lost my place in line. Right.
Yep.
It's like, okay, people know who you are. They know that you're connected to Jesus. And if you're the guy or the girl out going, I'm going to take my rights as American and I don't care about the blah, 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 blah. Right. All right. All that gets lumped in with those Christians don't really, really care.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think the most compassionate, sensitive, Christ-like thing you can do is consider others better than yourself and serve them. So put on the dang
yeah,
mask,
yeah.
you know, and wash your hands and give some people some space. Because when I go to King Supers, it takes 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But the young man or young woman or the retiree that had to get a second job that has to come in there and work 10 hours,
yep.
right? They're there all day,
yep.
right? And so I want to try to be in consideration of that.
That's great.
I just think that that didn't have anything to do with the Constitution. Mm-mm. Or my rights as a Coloradoan or what Governor Polis said,
yeah.
Right? That is, I'm trying to follow an example of a leader who said, I have all kinds of rights, and I'm going to lay them down and not throw the rights card, and I'm going to try to serve people. That's where I start.
That's great. See you Thursday.